You're cruising through in Arizona Saturday morning at Rosie on the House. Doing anything and everything we can to become your best friend. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We like to be every Arizona homeowner's happy place. Romy is absent today, but he's filling a very important role, being the farrier at his kids' rodeo. So the pictures they are sending are making me sick. I'm not there watching it. It's absolutely hilarious. What do you do with a 4 and 5 year old on horses and stakes and barrels? And they are just having a blast. So very anxious to see that. His older girls are doing awesome. So Romy's out at the rodeo today. Jennifer is here to take your call. She's behind the glass with our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. The phone number to reach us is 1-888-767-4348. And the topic of the hour, this hour right now, I want to talk about mortgages. So who do I bring in when we want to talk about mortgages? Of course, Mr. Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending Group. Harold, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Hi, Rosie. Thanks for having me.
Boy, we were visiting a little bit earlier in the week, and you were telling me that as the holidays approach, y'all generally have a little bit more free time in the office.
Purchases in the valley tend to slow down a little bit in the fourth quarter, but it seems to be a little bit different this year. There seems to be more activity as far as people moving, purchasing, and that's exciting. That's good going into the end of this year and going into next year. It seems all very positive, a little busier than usual.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of the normal traditional patterns impacted, and it all has to do with equity. I take it all back to equity. When people have equity in their homes, they've got portability.
That's what we're seeing. That's exactly right, and that's what we're seeing more than anything. More of the move up. So the family that is has the equity in their property, selling the house to take that equity to use as the down payment on that next larger, getting out of their starter home into something a little bit bigger to suit the growing family.
And then some of the second tier buyers and homeowners are just mining that equity for home improvements.
A lot of that too. They find out there's more equity than they realized they had, a house that they're going to stay in for a long time. And so larger remodeling projects where it's adding an addition to the house or full bathroom and kitchen, larger with the equity in the property, making it nicer to live in, and larger projects more than just the Saturday do-it-yourself retile kind of thing. So big stuff, which is exciting. It's good.
Well, as people were moving in the homes in the last decade, maybe they were unlucky enough to buy prior to 2008 or 2009. Maybe they bought in 6 or 7 or the beginning of 8 and had to suffer through a huge equity dip. And they're really kind of stuck at that point if they just make the payments and wait for the market to return. And they had remodel aspirations to do something. At that point, it may have been, let's add a master suite with an exercise nook over here and two walk-in closets and a his and her wet closet, a shared vanity. Well, those got turned into, let's just refinish the cabinet vanity and hang a new mirror.
Right. And me included in that mix, and purchasing in 04 and then seeing the equity go away. But what we're seeing now is a lot of that coming back to those levels and then even increasing on top of that. So it's fantastic.
I haven't looked at the index for a couple, it's probably been about 6 months, and do you know where we are in relation to where we were in housing values just prior to the bust?
Every area is a little bit different. Certain areas recovered faster than others. But what we're seeing for the majority of the valley is that property values are at a level that were pre-recession, and a lot of places even a little bit higher. So there has been a recovery as far as property values in most areas. Of course, everywhere is different. And so there's some that are still, some people still underwater, but it's fewer and fewer every month.
Well, and it's a pretty healthy housing recovery in that we haven't seen spikes of appreciation of double digits.
Yes.
We did. I think we did in 15 or something like one or two quarters of it, but it isn't a sustained 11, 12, 13% appreciation year over year.
And so it seems to be more steady. It seems to be more level, and which then is more, which is more reasonable and sustainable long term, where we're not in as much danger. Certainly not like it was in 05 and 06, where that bubble had no choice but to come. Now it's a more sustained level appreciation, which is better for all of us.
Makes a much healthier housing market for sure, which, as we've seen in Arizona, makes a much healthier construction industry, makes a much healthier financial institution market. I mean, it just adds stability throughout the entire economic sector from one end to the other. So
it does, and even in all the sectors. So we see more new construction than we've seen recently, and definitely a lot more resale homes and everything. And then a very stable environment for interest rates and on the financing end of things also.
Are y'all doing a lot of new construction?
We're seeing more, and that part is very interesting. We are seeing, I think we have a much higher percentage of new construction loans in process right now than we've had in years. And so that's something that, as we look, and that trickles down into the resale also. That's a really good indicator of what's happening in the resale market if we see more new construction.
All right. Now, I'm no expert on it, but I hear news that we're going to have a change at the Feds, a new leader at the Feds.
Yes.
There seems to be some slight pressure to push interest rates up. What does your crystal ball tell you?
Well, my crystal ball has always been a little bit fuzzy. I must have gotten a lemon on that one, because it doesn't always work right. But the anticipation is that there will be a rate increase coming from the Fed, possibly in December.
And they're sensing that realistically, based on the overall strength of the economy.
It is, and what we're seeing is low unemployment, and as those unemployment numbers continue to stay low, generally speaking, what that will cause is an increase in interest rates, and then we're seeing the stock market's been great, of course, and stable and increasing, and so those things generally do lead to the Fed increasing rates. As far as mortgage rates go, though, when the Fed increases interest rates, where that affects you, that's short-term rates. And so that's your credit cards, your auto loans, home equity loans, home equity line of credit, if you have that. So that's where it would relate directly to mortgage. Not a direct impact on your normal 30-year mortgage rate. And in fact, usually what we see is that if the Fed does what's anticipated, and so if there is increase in the Fed rate in December, you generally see mortgage rates dip a little bit. The mortgage banks have already accounted for the rate increase that's coming. And so that's already in the mortgage rates that you're seeing now. And so typically speaking, whenever there is an increase by the Fed and we expected it to come, you'll see mortgage rates drop a little bit because everybody did what they were supposed to do. The market likes stability and predictability, and so then it reacts positively in that. So time will tell. We'll see what happens, but that's what I've seen in the past.
So you're not anticipating people fleeing to a refinance position now to protect their position? I guess that depends what they're paying right now.
It depends where, obviously, it depends what you've got compared to what's available right now. And it's, as we've seen during the past year, not everything always goes to plan and not everything happens as predicted. And so they're, depending on what the Fed does, depending on who gets nominated to replace Yellen, and we'll see what happens with that. So if everything goes to plan, we should see rates still be stable. There shouldn't be the need to rush out and do anything immediately, but rates are good right now, and so and we don't know what's coming in the future, so it's always worth taking a look.
Well, I know if anybody's sitting on a 15-year-old mortgage that they got on stated income, chances are
that rate's going to be pretty high.
Chances are you ought to be looking heavily, because if you bought at that time, you rode the horse through the depth of the depression, the devaluation. It's probably back, and now would be an excellent time to take a look at that no, because you're pushing out a 30-year conventional at what, generally speaking, right now?
Still under 4%, assuming good credit and everything. There's still rates on a 30-year that you're going to be 3.75, 3.875. 15 years are still in the low threes. FHA and VA loans are even better. Those are in the mid threes still for a 30-year, and so the rate environment is fantastic for that. If you were somebody that was in a loan that you took in 2006, 2005, 2006, if you were a fixed rate, you're in the sixes still. If you were an adjustable rate back then, you've seen your rate increase every year for the past few years, and those adjustable rates are starting to push up quite a bit also. And so it's worth taking a look for sure.
Yeah, because you've got, like I say, the equity back. You've got the opportunity to greatly reduce the interest rate. And people say, well, I'm 15 years into this mortgage.
Well, then
I don't want to throw another 30-year mortgage on it.
Oh, no. And it's a lot of time. That doesn't make sense, especially if you're going to stay in the property. If it's something where your goal is to pay off that property, then we look at 15-year term on the refinance, or shorter, or 10, or we'll go down to 7. So you can take a term as short as 7 years. And if your interest rate, if it is an older loan that you've been in for that long, your interest rate is higher. A lot of times what we see is we can bring that term down to 10 or 15 years and really not impact the monthly payment compared to what they're paying now because of the difference in interest rate.
Set up an opportunity for the traditional mortgage burning ceremony years earlier, right?
Right.
The amount of interest that you can save over that duration. We're here with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group talking our way through the current situation in home equity and the world of financing and mortgages at your home. If you've got a question about any mortgage you're currently pushing or holding and want to talk to Harold, it'd be a great opportunity to get online right now. We have open lines at 1-888-767-4348.